It's 5:33, time now for the Alaska Music Spotlight every Friday at this time. Putting the spotlight on Alaskan artists and getting out there a little bit of support for our Alaskan artists. We bring you the calendar of events, we bring you new music releases, and when we can, we love to have our guests live in studio. We got an opportunity tonight to catch up with Evan Phillips, who's been an Alaska musician for more than 20 years now. Great career of musicianship that has spanned at least 4 solo albums. I know 3 Whipsaws albums,
yeah.
And several collaborations.
2 Easton Stagger Phillips.
A couple of Easton Stagger yeah. Phillips projects as well. I forgot to actually write that down in the multitude of music that you have been making for over 20 years. Good to have you here in studio. You're celebrating a new album called Lonely Mountain. It will be out with a CD release party on November 17th.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Lauren.
Well, thanks for being here. This is an interesting project, as it was an acoustic project and recorded live, and you'd never done that before.
Yeah, you know, it's for me, making albums is a lot of work. You know, I was just counting it up yesterday, and between the albums I've done and records that I've produced with other bands, I think I've done between 40 and 50 albums now, and it's just so much work, and you know, you have to do the writing, you have to do the recording, and I just wanted to do something simple. You know, I just wanted to record a live performance in front of an audience and just try and capture that energy and just kind of handpick some of my favorite songs that I've written over the last 20 years, and it was a fun project. You know, it was cool. I added up the time it took, you know, between the setting up, recording the show, the editing, mixing, and mastering. It was 4 days of work, and I had a completed album. So it was a lot of work, but
and it's getting down to a point where you really know where you want to go, know what you're doing, and it does become easier. We'll take a step back in time here during this next half hour and chat about some of those beginning moments as a singer-songwriter, as an artist, and we'll also reveal some more activity that's going to go on the 17th. The album release party is November 17th at the Spinard Church of Love, 7 o'clock. Limited amount of seating in there, but one of the best spaces for a good listening show. So get out there and get the ticket information as it becomes available, which would be...
You can get the tickets. You can go to my website, evanphillips.net, go to the tour page, or you can go to Eventbrite and just search Evan Phillips and the tickets will pop up.
Well, thanks for dialing that in for us, because I forgot to really check the exact site to go to and just put you two on the spot.
I like how you pointed to Jeff, but there's like no mic anywhere around. He's like,
Well, you know, that way he didn't sound like he didn't know what was going on. He knows what's happening. So Jeff Abel with Northbound Productions accompanying Evan tonight in the studio, and longtime supporter of local music himself. Thanks for being here, Jeff. So let's get into some music right away and share with folks a little bit of something new, if you could, from the new project, or if you brought something else along.
I'm in the tune right now to do a song that's not brand new, but I will get to a brand new one for sure. The one I'll start off with is called Block Me Out, and this is a tune that's not on the new record, but I've been playing it more live lately, and it's a song that I wrote when I was touring with Easton Stagger Phillips back in the day. So this is Block Me Out.
I know that you blocked me out. I know you did everything you could. I lost faith when the flame burned out. I never really believed that it would. Everything changes in the end. You come around, you just pretend. And it ain't easy. Forgive me, I'll forgive you. I've changed my ways and so have you. The summer wind and the summer wood, felt so good. You fill your tank and you hit the gas. You drive for days and you drive so fast. But you can never beat those games, and we can never be the same. And it ain't easy. Forgive me, I'll forgive you. I've changed my ways and so have you. Everything changes in the end. You come around and you just pretend. And it ain't easy. Forgive me, I'll forgive you. I've changed my ways and so have you.
Evan Phillips, live in studio on 90.3 KMBA, the Alaska Music Spotlight, 20-year musician live in studio. You know, the station's been around 20 years. So is that there's a coincidence I hadn't noticed. So I'm sure that once you heard a cool song on KMBA, your music just took off from there.
Well, it's actually kind of true, because I've been coming to KMBA like pretty much since I was first getting into songwriting and hanging out with you and Cheyenne when she was here. I mean, we've had great friends here at KMBA throughout the whole career, and you guys were obviously huge supporters of the Whipsaws, and it's been a fun relationship.
Any artistic community needs support, and that's why there is a community. And I go back to maybe even before 20 years ago, Evan Phillips, also very, very avid outdoorsman and an avid climber as well, with a current climbing podcast to show you how much you're still involved in that. But I started to think about maybe those early days as being a part of a climbing community, and how an artistic community is very simple, similar, where climbers are alone often in an endeavor, but they need that pack mentality to really go along. And musicians, same thing, extroverted and introverted all at the same time.
Climbing for me has always been about like self-expression, writing a song. Like, it's, you know, for me, I would always like look at a mountain or look at a line up a mountain and just be like, you know, what's the most beautiful line I could take up that mountain, or what's the most aesthetic line? And so for me, it was always a creative process. I mean, I just think I'm a creative person. You know, I like to express myself through creative stuff, and climbing was no different, really.
Was songwriting born at all from that community?
The songwriting's been influenced by my experiences, you know. For like between when I was like 17 and 27, it was like all I did was climb mountains, so it really shaped me. And you can hear it in a lot of my songs, I think.
One of the first songs I recall getting into, if you will, a rotation on the radio was from Chickaloon and Porter's song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Matt was he grew up in Trapper Creek, and he passed away, I believe, in 2001, but we were great climbing partners, and yeah, that was a song that just really kind of wrote itself. it's cool, though. I actually ran into a buddy of mine the other day that I think he was Matt's basketball coach back in the day when he was in high school, but he mentioned that song, and it's been so long since I wrote it. Sometimes I forget I wrote it, but it's nice to be reminded, you know, by folks that appreciate it.
So as an artist writing songs from early on, it's introspective, and you want to make sure that you're doing it the right way for yourself. At what point do you start to push yourself outside of that that comfort zone? What point did you feel like you were, I have this down the way I want it, now I want to push it?
I don't know if I've ever felt that way with are you talking about songwriting?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's...
Never felt like you actually had it down or never felt that never,
I feel like I've, developed and, been on a trajectory, so I, have changed as a songwriter, but I'm always, even more in the last 5 years, I'm, trying new things. I think the biggest growth or revelation for myself the last couple of years has just been to be okay with just being me, and, not worrying about how I sound. I mean, I spent a lot of my career, in a rock band. It was so fast-paced, and there was all these bands we looked up to, and I remember I was always thinking, oh, I want to be like that band, or I want to be like that band, and I don't really feel like I was ever really myself artistically until recently, which has been kind of cool,
I see that through the progression of the music as well, and I think that that's great to hear that you can set it aside just a little bit and not worry about where it's going, just let it be. And so we see Lonely Mountain, a new album coming out that's acoustic. Recording acoustically is another way of just saying, hey, let's just let these songs live where they started on the acoustic side. Is that something that you always wanted to get done, an acoustic album?
I had never really, hadn't thought about it, but people have asked for it for a long time. You know, people, like fans and people that enjoy the music have requested, like, hey, you should make a live album. Or, I really enjoy seeing you play just acoustic by yourself. So part of it was just, I just felt like it was a good time to do that.
Well, I'd love to hear another song that you've got your guitar here. We'd love to share with the audience something for the drive home and maybe discuss on the backside a little bit more about some of the particular songs on Lonely Mountain, the CD that is coming out on November 17th with a show at the Spinard Church of Love. That is in Spinard, close to 33rd Avenue, 34th Avenue, somewhere right around there. We'll give you the details in a moment. What you got for us?
I've got some more tuning here.
Well, that's because you want to get it right, and that's the way we do it here on the Alaska Music Spotlight. We bring current contemporary acoustic music as well as singer-songwriters and some rock bands. In the near future, we're going to have one of your buddies, James Glaives, come on in here and showcase some of the new material that is all throughout the state of Alaska, particularly here in the Anchorage Bowl. We'll have that to share in the next couple of weeks. Tonight, though, sharing music live with Evan Phillips, one of our longtime veteran songwriters.
Yeah. This is a new tune. This is called Letter That You Sent. I know you're hoping that I come back to you. We got a long list of things that we need to do. And everyone is telling you to push on through. But it's hard to do, girl. It's hard to do. I got a habit of getting in my own way. You got a long history of running away. Remember all the things that we used to say, like, baby, I need you. There's a fire in the wild, I can see it in the distance, giving me the light I need to get back to you. And if there's one thing that I know, it's that I need you more than the mountains need the sky. I read the letter that you sent 100 times. I keep it next to my heart 4,000 miles. I try to call you on the phone, but you didn't get the line. So I keep on driving. There's a fire in the wild, I can see it in the distance, giving me the light I need to get back to you. And
And if there's one thing that I know, it's that I need you more than the mountains need the sky. I'm tired of wasting all of my life just picking up the pieces and not doing things right. And maybe I just needed a little more time. I just arrived into town after 24 hours. I see the tall black trees up against the clouds. I bet you're sleeping on the floor in our little house. And I'm coming to you, girl. There's a fire in the wild. I can see it in the distance, giving me the light I need to get back to you. And if there's one thing that I know, it's that I need you more than the mountains need the sky. They need the sky.
Evan Phillips live in studio on 90.3 KMBA, the afternoon music show and the drive home. Always good with a little in-car house concert, if you will. Just a little mini house concert for your car. We've got more songs to share, and a reminder, his show is next weekend. If you want to catch the debut of Lonely Mountain, the acoustic album recorded by Evan Phillips, the album release party will be at the Spinard Church of Love, which is located at 3502 Spinard Road, and it has a limited amount of seating. So you might want to jump on this a little bit early. Let's take a look at what's going on this weekend to showcase some local music. If you want to catch up with more locals, go check out Emma Hill, Stephen Bacon, and Andrew Lyle. They are at the Church of Love this Saturday, tomorrow. And they've got a song circle that they're calling the Spinard Song Circle at the Church of Love tomorrow night. Pickle has an album release party at the Loft inside the Willowa. That's also on Saturday night. And the Super Saturated Sugar Strings at the Willowa on Saturday night on the big stage. We see down the road here that singer-songwriter showcase is coming up at Chilkoot Charlie's next Wednesday, November 15th. There's a lot of local music to get out there and support, and it takes the audience to make it all happen. And the audience has been inspired by the music of Evan for many years now, and the collaborations he's had with other local artists as well as national artists. When is Leroy going to come back into the picture? When's Leroy Stagger going to come back home to Alaska?
It's hard to get him here to Alaska. He's a busy dude. He's got a radio show now. He puts out a record a year. He's been touring. Leroy is killing it.
The more I've seen over the last year, the more I'm like, God, I want to see him back here in Alaska.
Yeah. There's talk of us, me, him, and Tim, making another album. Leroy has built a studio in Lethbridge, Alberta, where he lives, so he wants us to come there and do it. But, you know.
Maybe we'll all have to go there.
Yeah.
To get some more of Leroy's music.
I'm sure that if we make another record that, at the very least, Leroy will come up for that.
Well, we've all benefited from your collaborations with national and local, and it all begins with that guitar right there in your hands and an acoustic performance. What can you play for us next?
I'm going to do another new tune, and this is on the new record as well. This one, it's called Rely On Me, and it's funny. The backstory is I work with a company that does some licensing for movies and stuff. So every now and then I'll get like a email from them saying, hey, we've got so-and-so company. They're looking for this kind of song. what do you have? And I use that as an opportunity if I have time to write it, like try and write a song in a couple hours. And so I did that. It was for a coffee company, and they were, you know, I was like trying to conjure up like a, you know, the old Folgers, you know, thing, and with like a family drinking coffee together. And this is they didn't pick the song, but I like the song, so I'm keeping it. It's called Rely on Me. Rely on Me, aka the coffee song. Up all night, sleep all day. There's one thing that I need to say. I love you for staying by my side. You come back home, we share a smile. I tuck you in, then I'm off for a while. I need you more than you might ever know. 'Cause you can rely on me all the time. You can rely on me time. It's 3 a.m. I close my eyes. I get back up when you arrive. These mornings are better spent together. And the time goes by. And the seasons change with the falling snow and the summer rains. I got a feeling I'll be with you forever. You can rely on me all the time. 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 Up all night, sleep all day. There's one thing that I need to say. I love you for staying by my side. With Folgers.
It's the best part of waking up.
Yeah.
Evan Phillips live in studio. Thanks for the music tonight. The show, once again, is November 17th, next Saturday, 7 o'clock. At the Spinard Church of Love, 3502
yeah.
Spinard Road. We have enough time that I'd love to squeeze one more track
one
in
more
and not
tune,
not have people have to listen to me talking the entire night, but I'll give you a chance to tune if you need to.
Lauren, the only reason why I ever really come on these shows with you is to listen to you talk.
Just to yammer on and so he can tune his guitar.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go back in time. Let's do a Whipsaw's tune.
Let's do that.
This is for the Whipsaws fans listening. This is Jesse Jane.
Oh, Jesse Jane, why have you gone? You've gone away down to Austin for so long. You broke my heart, dear, and you blew my mind. Oh, Jesse Jane, come love me one more time. Back in high school, you were my friend. You took me dancing, and I held your hand. Some things don't change, dear, and some things ain't right. Oh, Jesse Jane, come love me one more time. Jesse, your love is like the wind. Couldn't keep you from the bottle, couldn't keep you from the sin. But my love for you can never be in vain. Oh, come home, Jesse Jane. Come home, Jesse Jane. Come home, Jesse Jane. Well, I love your long hair, and I love your nice hips. Well, I love your green eyes, and I love your sweet lips. You got another thing coming, babe, you got me set on fire. Oh, Jesse Jane, come love me one more time. Jesse, your love is like the wind. Couldn't keep you from the bottle, couldn't keep you from the sin. But my love for you can never be in vain. Oh, come home, Jesse Jane. Come home, Jesse Jane. Come home, Jesse Jane. Jesse, your love is like the wind. Couldn't keep you from the bottle, couldn't keep you from the sin. But my love for you can never be in vain. Oh, come home, Jesse Jane. Come home, Jesse Jane. Come home, Jesse Jane. Oh, you gotta come home, Jesse Jane.
In studio with an acoustic show coming up next week, but that doesn't mean that it won't get up and rock occasionally, just like that.
Yeah,
nice to have the energy here on a Friday afternoon as we look forward to an upcoming weekend. Like we pointed you towards, there's lots of activity you can go out to and support and keep that local music scene strong. 20 years now, you've been a creative force that's been in our home state. Everything from music on a solo level to your podcast that's out there right now called The Fern Line.
Yep, Fern
which
Line.
Which is really creative and popular podcast.
Yeah, last time I checked, getting 6,000 plays a month, which I'll take that after, 8 months. I mean, it's going good.
Last April, he recorded the CD that he's debuting this November, and already there's yet another project in the works.
Yeah,
that you are you're an award winner. Rasmus, an individual artist award, was announced this year, and you received that. So there's another project still to come.
Yep, I'm in the process of writing that album right now, and I'm hoping to put it out next summer or fall at the latest.
So. Well, we sure appreciate you stopping by and sharing the music with us. We love to point people in the direction of good music, and there is some good stuff coming next Saturday at the Spinard Church of Love. Thank you.
Friday.
I've been saying Saturday the whole time.
Oh, really?
I?
Yeah, next Friday at the Spinard Church of Love. But if folks want to see me on Saturday, I'm playing out in Talkeetna. They can come see me in Talkeetna next Saturday.
Friday the 17th.
Friday the 17th.
We'll see 7 days after the 10th would be right.
Hey, whatever works for you, Lauren.
I have no real clue sometimes, but I've got friends who like to clue me in.
Hey, as long as you're happy, Lauren, we're good. We're good.
We are enjoying the drive home with music from Evan Phillips. Thanks again for coming in. We'll just leave it at that and head on into the World Cafe, which is coming up right around the corner here. Thank you.
Thank you.